Knock, knock. Who's there? Nano. Nano who? A Nano Nana here to talk to you about funny books. Yes, this is the best joke I could come up with. I'm really sorry. Send me better intros if you have any. I really like intros that are knock, knock jokes, so that's your constraint. But regardless, hello. The past 2 years have been rough on everyone. Either you're homeschooling your children in the same place you work, which is your home, or your relationship is on the fritz because you're in close contact all the time, or you're going through COVID alone, or you're burnt out. Either way, one thing we can all agree on going into 2022 is that we could all use a laugh. So this is what this podcast episode is about. Books that will make you laugh. Now, the way I came about this podcast episode topic was I started listening to books or memoirs written by comics while driving. I find that it's the sweet, happy place of where I can be paying attention to driving while also being entertained simultaneously. And it's not music, right? Music was getting a bit too same old, same old. Now, the sharp listeners amongst you would remember episode 8. Where I said that listening to an audiobook isn't considered reading. Well, that is how I've been consuming most comedians' autobiographies that are mentioned below. I still believe that I'm not getting the entire experience of reading the jokes and like being able to understand the context around them. But I will say that there is something to be said about listening to the author tell their life stories themselves, right? So listening to Ali Wong tell her life stories, that's just... there's something special about it. So, mea culpa, potentially? Right, so let's get started with books that I've read slash listened to. Now, I, like many other, have thoroughly enjoyed watching Ali Wong's comedy specials on Netflix, and I definitely wanted to read anything she wrote for the very same reason. And this is why I picked up Dear Girls by Ali Wong, in which she shares her stories with such vulnerability and tenderness that you can't help but relate and laugh. And the way she's written all of these stories is as letters to her daughters. And this is why in the ending of the book, you also get to hear from how her husband has done a lot to support her career and who's just always, you know, taken the primary parent at home role because he understands that her life and her comedic work keeps her on the road. And it's just really endearing to hear this amount of support that a male spouse can give to a female spouse in a relationship. And I really wish for the same for myself as well in the future. Now, when thinking about the second book, when an author opens his memoir with a scene of his mother pushing him from a moving vehicle, like a la Fast and Furious, you know you're in for a very interesting read. Born a Crime was written by Trevor Noah, who's the host of The Daily Show. And just as he's incredibly funny on The Daily Show, he's also an incredibly funny to read slash listen to in a book form as well. Trevor Noah writes about growing up as a biracial person in a post-apartheid era in South Africa, and he does it in a very funny way. He also then takes that same funny undertone when speaking about his mother and his relationship with his mother, who has been like an influence slash partner in his life all the way from South Africa to now living in the US as well. The third book is one I've talked about before. You all know the author as Jin Yang from Silicon Valley. And the book is How to American, an Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents by Jimmy O. Yang. It's a absolutely hilarious memoir written by the comedian himself that helps you understand his upbringing as an Asian in America. And I love hearing that kind of immigrant or second generation immigrant story. And to hear about it in a funny way is just even more endearing. So absolutely read it. Now, moving from the US to the UK for a little bit, I would recommend reading This Is Going to Hurt by Adam Kay. It's an NHS's doctor regaling you with just absolutely hilarious stories from his many encounters with all of his patients in the time he was a doctor. You'll often hear yourself thinking, wait, that man put what in what hole? Or really, that person was tired enough to do that? Now, you don't feel like reading this book is a chore. You find it incredibly hilarious. And the best part of this book is that it has a sequel. Adam Kay then has written another book that talks about his time being an NHS doctor during Christmas or during the year-end holidays in the UK. And again, they're incredibly interesting stories about where Christmas trees or nutcrackers land up. Hint, hint, get it, nutcracker, lol. Moving on to two people whose bodies of work I would just recommend wholesale. The first is Mindy Kaling. We know Mindy Kaling as an actor, a screenwriter, and a director from her work in The Office, Mindy Project, Never Have I Ever. But her writing in book form is equally hilarious. And I'm also looking forward to her new TV show called Sex Life of College Girls, which is coming out soon. So all in all, big consumer of Mindy Kaling's content. So of course, her books are equally hilarious and were equally delightful for me. And when I was creating this episode, I also realized that I hadn't read any of her writings that are available exclusively for Amazon. So that's what I'm going to do next. Now, the next person whose body of work I would recommend is, again, one I've spoken about on numerous occasions in this podcast. It's Kevin Kwan. He has a way of making you root for all the characters in his stories. They could be villains, anti-villains, protagonists, the snide auntie. You want all of them to have a good time. That's because they're so vivid in their description, right? You can always look to a character in the story and be like, you know what? I have that person in my life as well. So what else could you possibly want? It's funny, it's vivid, it's absolutely hilarious and lovable. He's also the man that brought you Crazy Rich Asians and so much more that you will be thrilled to discover. So please, please, please go read Kevin Kwan's work. Now, the next book that I want to talk about requires some explanation and Googling on your behalf, dear reader. So I would like for you to go Google the movie The Room and come back. I'll wait. I know there's a very high chance that you didn't go Google The Room, so here's a quick excerpt from Wikipedia. The Room is a 2003 American independent drama film written, produced, executive produced, directed, and starred in by Tommy Wiseau. Now, a number of publications have labeled The Room as one of the worst films ever made. Originally shown only in a number of California theaters, The Room has quickly become a cult film due to its bizarre and unconventional storytelling, technical and narrative flaws, and Wiseau's off-kilter performance. Fans now interact with the film in a similar fashion to as they would the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Audience members dress up as their favorite characters, throw plastic spoons in reference to an unexplained framed photo of a spoon on a table in Johnny, the main character's living room, toss footballs to each other from short distances, and yell insulting comments about the quality of the film, as well as lines from the film itself. Yep, that is an excerpt of the description of the movie The Room from Wikipedia. Now, as someone who has been to a movie screening of The Room, I would recommend you do the following. Please watch the movie at home, then go watch it in theaters and really take in the experience that is watching The Room with others. And then let's get back to the book. Now, in this movie, there's an actor by the name of Greg Sestero, who was recruited by Tommy Wiseau, and he has written about how he got recruited into being in the movie in the first place and his experiences since then. It's a definite must-read, and so much so far that this book has also been converted into a movie starring James Franco and then actually received like a lot of acclaim and awards, or at least award nominations. So I would definitely recommend going and watching The Room and then reading Disaster Artist and then watching Disaster Artist, the movie. Now, wrapping up all the books that I've read that I would recommend, I wanted to end with a book that I'm still listening to while driving. It's Seth Rogen's memoir titled Yearbook. Now, given it's Seth Rogen, I was expecting this to be hilarious given the movies the man has made, right? And this book has so far delivered and exceeded my expectations. It's not just hilarious stories of Seth Rogen smoking up, but it's also funny stories of him coming of age in a country where weed was legal and how that experience is so much different from the countries his movies have been shot in or are located in, such as the USA. It also consists of stories that shaped him, how he met his wife, his parents, his grandparents, how he got his break into directing, etc. And I'm still reading, so I'm sure there's more stories to hear from as well. So it's definitely a book that I'm excited to keep listening to and one that I would recommend to others. Speaking of weed, I'm not using this episode as a forum to advocate for smoking weed. I'm instead going to direct you to the homeware section of Seth Rogen's marijuana brand, Houseplants. Everything in the homeware section is just a beautiful work of art. I will leave it at that. I want to buy the lighter just so I can light my candles. You can either Google Houseplants and go to the website or find the link in the show notes. Now, those were books that I have read that have tickled my funny bone. And here are some that I've heard great things about that I hope will do the same in the future. The first set of books that I wanted to talk about are those written by comics or actors. The first is The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl by Issa Rae. I've watched Issa Rae's comedy for a long time as well as her movies. So I really wanted to, you know what, see what her writing was about as well. The next one is We Are Never Meeting in Real Life by Samantha Irby. This is one that I've just seen a lot on my Instagram and that's why I'm very curious about it. Let's see. Another one that I want to read is by Amy Schumer. Everyone knows Amy Schumer. Everyone knows how funny she is, has watched her Netflix specials, her acting. And so, of course, I want to read The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo by Amy Schumer. The next three books are, of course, I want to read Tina Fey's work. So Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. And then because you can't mention Tina Fey without mentioning her work spouse, Amy Poehler, why would I not read Yes, Please by Amy Poehler as well? And the last one is one I did not suspect to be on this list, Wishful Drinking by Carrie Fisher. Yes, Princess Leia with the Space Buns, Carrie Fisher. I didn't realize she wrote a book. And apparently it's hilarious, so of course I want to read it. Now, as I was rattling off these books' names, I realized that all of them are by female comics or authors, so that's great, plus one. However, there are only two people of color, so boo for me. I'll hopefully try and make this list more diverse in the future, but here's what we've got so far. Speaking of movies and people acting, apparently the person who wrote Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally, Nora Ephron, has also written a book, and it's titled I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. Now, as someone who's turning a year older soon and who's probably going to start complaining about neck and back pain pretty soon, I really do want to read this book so I can empathize with the character. Now, everyone I talk to recommends that I read David Sedaris's work. Apparently, David Sedaris was also at an in-person event at a bookstore near me, so I really should have grabbed that opportunity, but that's okay. I've decided I'm going to add all of his work to my waitlist for Libby so that I get it by the time my December holidays come around, and then I can just spend 3 weeks reading all of David Sedaris's very funny works, and I will let you know how that goes. Now, speaking of funny stories, another one is a funny take on a story of immigration. I mentioned this before. I love reading a story about immigration. I've done an entire podcast about it, a podcast episode, sorry, about it. So, of course, I want to read another book in this series, and I want to read Funny in Farsi by Firuzeh Dumas. It talks about an Iranian woman and her immigration story to America. I'm 100% sold. I really do want to read it. And now that brings us to the last funny book that I want to read. It's Trust No Auntie by Maria Kamar. Maria is an artist that I admire. She brings an Andy Warhol pop-esque artistic storytelling to Desi stories. I have her artwork hanging around my entire house. She does especially good job of doing art around how a lot of Desi ingredients such as turmeric, ghee, etc. have been appropriated by the Western culture now. So yeah, golden milk is like haldi doodh. So, and she does a really good funny way of funny take on those kinds of memes and tropes. So of course I want to have any book that she's written around my house as well. I think it'd be really cool coffee table book vibes. So yeah, I definitely do want to get this book. However, unfortunately it seems to be sold out everywhere. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I can get my hand on this book soon. And this book's basically a survival manual for brown women. So that makes it even more appealing to me. And that's it. That's all the books that I have read that have made me laugh and books that I hope will make me laugh in the future. And hence, I have another knock knock joke for you. So buckle up. Knock knock. Who's there? Nana. Nana who? I'm inside the house. If you don't know me, why did you let me in? Like, funny, got some creepy joke for you. Yay, creepy funny joke though. No, I figured. It's okay. For all the links to the books I've mentioned slash anything else mentioned in this podcast, you can go to nana.app/podcast-10. And as always, you can reach out to me with feedback either personally or via podcast@nana.app. Stay safe, everyone, and hope you're having a spooky October. Or not. If you're like me, don't have a spooky October. You do you. Just like be cozy. It's fall, it's autumn, or it's turning spring if you're in Australia. Hi there. Just take care of yourself. Bye.